Collaboration, it's a big part of any researcher's life and work. I'm Tribella Guzman on the Rural Radio Network, and joining us to chat about collaboration and all that goes with it is UNL Nebraska Extension entomologist and interim director Jeff Bradshaw and graduate student Arnold Katendi of Uganda, who has an internship right now at the Panhandle Research and Extension Center. Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss their collaboration as researchers and bringing a lecture series to high school biology students at Gehring High School. Arnold, let's start with you. You're an undergraduate student of Earth University, which is in Costa Rica, and you were telling us earlier you had some requirements for the internship. So how did the lecture series grow out of that?
Because the idea is when you graduate, you're actually going to be working with communities. So you may have all this knowledge, but then like if you don't really know the dynamics of how communities work and how you're going to transmit that information to the people, it may not really be helpful. So as one of the components of the internship, we have to do a community service. It can be in any form. So the idea of the lectures came, so when I was talking to Dr. Bradshaw about that aspect of my internship, he suggested the idea that, oh, actually, it's something that has been in development, but it hasn't actually been implemented yet. So we were discussing about how that could actually work. So he had some great ideas of what we can actually do and how we can share some of what I've learned here and some of the work he's already been doing like in the past years to the school. So I imagine how the students would feel like having some, for example, a research center that's in the region, like that's in the here in Nebraska, going to actually share some of the experiences and some of the challenges we've had and sort of give that perspective of what we've been doing.
All right. Now, Jeff, Arnold was not your only intern this summer. You had another one with a connection to Gehring High School. Tell us more.
I hired Carrie Johns. She's an FFA instructor mm-hmm. at Gehring High School. And so she did an internship as well in my program this summer. And she had some credit that she earned towards her minor as well, which we're really excited about. And so she learned a lot about my program, and we had some discussions about, well, she's teaching plant biology class for the first time this fall at Gehring High School. And so, so we had some discussions and planned out a session or two or three, or actually we have five, I think, class sessions in total on integrated pest management that will be kicking off on Monday with a bit of an introduction about ourselves and who we are and what we do. And then we're going to follow that up with a lecture on insect integrated pest management. And then we're going to do one with Nevin Lawrence, our weed scientist, on weed integrated pest management. It was slightly different than insect integrated pest management. And then Bob Harbison, our plant pathologist, is going to do a session on plant diseases and integrated pest management. So, we're pretty excited about the class that Arnold's helped us build, and it's pretty exciting. We're hoping that might be a model that we could do in other high school classrooms in the area as well.
Pest management, that's something you both did a lot of this summer, right? With the western bean cutworm. Arnold, tell us more about your work with the bugs.
The trapping systems, obviously we've been having our trapping system for the western bean cutworm. So we've been monitoring the levels of the western bean cutworm. Starting from late June, so we have different trapping systems. So we have the DTN smart trap, we have the bucket traps, we have the milk jugs, we have the black light trap. So it has been an amazing experience comparing and seeing which of these are effective, and then in the end trying to consider, for example, the time it gets you to actually see the levels, to see the numbers of the western bean cutworm in each of the traps, and then evaluate that in order, in the end, to be able to actually give good recommendations to the growers we work with so that they can know when to actually apply their insecticides or when to control the pests they have in their fields.
So what's been some of the results so far?
In the systems we've been working with, for example, for the trapping system, we've had different, for example, we've had like most the highest numbers, we've had them in the light traps. But then light traps are not the same as the, are not pheromone traps. So light traps are the ones that typically is a box, a big box, mm-hmm. where you like can collect many more Western bean cutworm. So we've been using those to actually produce egg masses that are further used for research by the researchers at the University of Nebraska. And then we've had, for example, the bucket trap, which has had like the highest number of Western bean cutworms caught. And so for the relay systems as well, we've been like looking at what is like integrated pest management, or how, for example, having wheat and dry beans in the same system can compare with the productivity, like the grains you're going to get, the biomass of both the wheat and the dry beans, and then how that relates into productivity, or it relates into how you can use less insecticides or use less chemicals to actually control the pests. So it's more like how do they say it? It's interconnected. So the results are interconnected. Our idea is to have the best results and to give the best recommendations to people who are working with dry beans and wheat, or who are working with the different wrapping system.
Jeff, you were telling me earlier about Earth University and how their mission is similar to UNL's when it comes to agriculture. Can you tell us more?
As Arnold mentioned, he's a undergraduate student at Earth University, which is in Costa Rica. That institution has a lot of dedication to conservation ecology and the kind of work that we do in our program to try to understand simplest techniques we could use to manage our pests, even in our systems here. So even though Costa Rica is a very different place than Nebraska, in case you weren't aware of that, but many of the basic principles in agronomy and integrated pest management cross over, they cross borders. So Arnold's been really helpful this summer. For example, in my entomology program, I have two graduate students, Jeff Cleaver and Luis Ochoa. As Arnold had mentioned, we have a very complex problem that we're working with in dry beans. He talked about some of the comparative studies we're looking at, trying to build a better bug trap and how to figure out how to monitor moths better for dry bean control. And then he's working with Jeff Cleaver, helping him with those studies. Just critical work there, and a great helping hand with the work that we do. And then in the sunflower study with the work that Luis Ochoa is doing, trying to help us understand how to control pests in sunflowers, but maintaining optimal yield by conserving pollinators in those systems as well. So he's helping us in getting a lot of the work that we're doing. It takes a lot of work to hike 1,000 acres of sunflowers multiple times over the summer. But then he's learning a lot about agriculture and the kinds of crops that we grow here in Nebraska, and learning a lot about integrated pest management, how it applies here. And now when he goes back to Earth University and graduates this December, you know, he can take that with him and kind of fold that into the education that he's had there. And when he returns home to Uganda, he can use that information in Uganda about IPM, and hopefully we have a lasting relationship as he develops his career in Uganda in the future.
Arnold, in speaking with the students at Gearing High School, what are some of the challenges you'll tell them about in doing research?
Sometimes when people think about research, they probably think, oh, maybe you go to the farm, get the samples, go back to the lab, everything goes well. But that's not what really happens, you know. There is always challenges in for example, taking the samples in. So usually the process, like doing research or agriculture, is not just like taking the samples, but you actually even have to do a research design, then have an hypothesis for your work, and then actually go to test your hypothesis. So like obviously sharing some of the experiences we've had working with our sister at the Panhandle Research and Extension Center, let's say, for example, if our assumption was like we are going to have the DTN trap as our most effective trap, but then in the end, that's not the case. So research is not like straight like this. So like you may say, okay, so if I expected that I'm not going to have any weeds, or that my system, I'm not going to have any pest in the system, why is it that I'm having pest in my system? It's more like continued learning. So as much as you may say, okay, I know everything about the Western bean cutworm, but there is always something that that is non-planned. And so I think part of my experience has been like sort of trying to ask myself, oh, so we did this, but why is it not giving us these results? So I think it sort of brings out that curiosity in you as well. So I think part of the challenge obviously would be like being able to be flexible and open-minded to learning.
Arnold, Jeff, thanks for joining us and discussing some of the work that you guys have been doing this summer. We've been talking with Jeff Bradshaw, Nebraska Extension entomologist and interim director of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Panhandle Research and Extension Center here in Scotts Bluff, and undergraduate student Arnold Katendi of Uganda, who is here on an internship with Earth University of Costa Rica. I'm Chabela Guzman with the Rural Radio Network.